if you want to call the lift at the Windsor Hotel. This is the traditional way. The lift is reportedly as old as the hotel itself, which was built in 1893, making it one of the oldest working lifts in the world. It's operated with a hand crank to get you between floors, meaning it still needs a driver.
Hello, how can I help you?
The reception at the Windsor uses a switchboard system, where a receptionist manually connects the lines for phone calls.
So I take the cord like this, put it for the room number here, then make a ring.
Wafik Doss, who runs the Windsor, remembers the golden age of the hotel and its surroundings in downtown Cairo.
This area being the best entertainment area in Cairo, just facing the hotel here where you see this big concrete block, this used to be an open-air cinema. So even in the hotel here, you could sit in the balcony of your room and watch the film.
The Doss family have owned the hotel since it was bought by their father, William Doss, in 1966. William Doss turned 100 in January and still lives in the hotel today. For guests, a regular double room is just over 50 euros. And make no mistake, the Windsor is a Cairo institution, including its ever-popular bar featuring chairs made from whiskey barrels and stuffed animal heads on the wall. The bar, like the hotel itself, has now weathered 4 years of depleted tourist numbers after Egypt's 2011 revolution, something that has Doss worried.
Yeah, of course, now since the revolution, now for 4 years now, our average occupancy went down from 80% to 5%. Now we do big losses. I mean, we are optimistic that things hopefully will get better, otherwise we would have closed since a long time ago.
The choice is either to stay independent or to let a management company take over running the hotel, like Cairo's oldest hotel, Mena House, built in 1869.
Good afternoon, welcome to Mena House.
Mena House has a rich history. Not only did it have Egypt's first hotel swimming pool and its first golf course, but it sits next to Egypt's most famous piece of history, the Pyramids of Giza. The hotel has also been part of history itself, hosting the 1943 Cairo conference during World War II. Tarek Lotfi, Mena House's sales director, shows off the 140-year-old dining room.
This is actually where Winston Churchill, Roosevelt and Chiang Kai-shek had their Thanksgiving dinner during Cairo conference. Up there is the Montgomery, that small balcony above is the Carter Suite, and on top is the King Gustav Suite.
Mena House has named seven of the rooms in the palace building, which overlooks the Great Pyramid, after its most famous guests. One of the grandest, unsurprisingly, is the Churchill Suite.
As you see, the suite has a little tiny terrace, just good for 50 people, only.
A stay in the Churchill Suite will cost almost 1,400 euros per night.
I personally keep the archives of Mena House. I've been digging and collecting memorabilia of the Mena House for the last 17 years.
So you really love your job?
I love the job and I love the place. The place for me is more not just a workplace, it's there is a special romance, a special...
Both Mena House and the Windsor are hoping that tourist numbers will pick up. Mena House, run with help from the Egyptian government and soon to be managed by the Marriott chain, can perhaps shoulder the losses. But it's independents like the Windsor Hotel that need tourists through their doors to be able to continue into the future. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.